the show on a beautiful Saturday morning in Okaloosa Island. We go now to, I'm not sure if it's rainy, if it's a beautiful spring day or what, but he's going to tell us, Mike Martin up in Seattle, Washington. He is the owner of RealDog.com, all things Washington recruiting, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about what's going on today in the great, great city of Seattle. Mike, how's it going? Thanks for being on the Southern Gentleman.
Oh, man, there is a lot going on today. We got the Husky spring game in football, crack and play, and the NHL playoffs, and the Mariners play tonight against the Cardinals. So, I mean, if you're from Seattle, it might not be spring weather out there, but there's a lot of stuff to go do.
Yeah, Mike, they're taking the Colorado Avalanche to the brink after winning game one.
Yes. Yes. I wish I liked hockey. I've tried, but I just can't. I don't know why.
There's one of our, you know, collaborators, Tiger Mike, who is an absolute fanatic when it comes to hockey. But this has got to be the first time we ever talked NHL playoffs. I'll swing it back over to college football. Washington spring preview is today in Husky Stadium. What are you looking forward to seeing out of that today?
You know what, the Washington quarterbacks, it's going to be fun to see. Really kind of, I think a lot of people are really kind of interested to see what the backup quarterback, Dylan Morris, how much he's grown, because he started in 2019, he started 11 of 12 games, threw for over 3,000 yards, something like that, but it just never really clicked on offense. And when the new staff came in, everyone thought he was going to be on his way out. Well, he's looked really good this spring. And I'm interested to see how he's going to he's going to be with the second unit, and who the second unit receivers are, and how they're going to look out there. Because he looks like he's taken several steps forward. But my prediction is Michael Penix to Rome Odunze, first play touchdown of 75 yards.
Hey, I'll take it. You know, he's a Biletnikoff, you know, hopeful, him and, you know, some of the other wide receivers on that roster. And, you know, unfortunately, coming to the spring game and what comes out of it, you see guys that are a little miffed about their position on the depth chart. One guy didn't even wait for the spring game, Savelle Smalls, heralded recruit. He was one of the biggest recruits under Chris Peterson, five-star. Alabama wanted him, Florida State wanted him, Oregon, and he decided to stay home and play for the Dogs, but he's out. What can you tell us about that situation?
Well, there's a lot of depth at that position. That's probably Washington's even with receiver, I think that the edge rusher is probably Washington's deepest position. They go four deep. There are four guys that are very high quality guys, and Savelle just he was starting to lag, and I think he saw the light that there wasn't going to be a whole lot of playing time. The staff said that yesterday we talked to Kalen DeBoer about it, and he said it's been in the works for a while. So while it was shocking to a lot of people, I wasn't seeing him at practices, and I was trying to track him down, try to track down his jersey number, see if it was out there. Had various people at practices, and he just wasn't around, and so I started to see the writing on the wall a few days ago, and he's such a great kid that I'll really miss interviewing him, because last year in fall camp, I asked him, you know, what's it going to be like to have a jam-packed Husky Stadium against that Michigan State game, and you coming off the edge on third down, and he says, it's something that I've dreamed about, and it happened, and the fans rushed the field, and he found me in the end zone. He's like, that's just what we talked about. So he and I have had a really good connection over the years, and I'll really miss seeing him out there.
Yeah, I guess the optics of it, you know, he's a hometown kid, and like I mentioned, he was a five-star, one of the biggest recruits in our recent history as a program. So to lose him and have it not work out is just kind of disappointing. It kind of, I know the program is trending in an amazing direction. Kalen DeBoer really has this program humming right now, but you know, you want to keep your five-star talent at home, right?
Yes, and but the Huskies have ZTF. He's a former All-American. Braylon Trice, the nation's best pass rusher last year. You have Maurice Himes, who physically is right there at 6'5", 246. Lance Holzclaw, Anthony James, they're new. Josh Cuevas. I mean, the Huskies have so many players. And he may have been maybe a little bit undersized. He started out when he was in high school as a guy that was 6'5", but by the time he got onto campus, he was 6'3". So I think a lot of his rating came on his physical attributes and his ceiling. And I think that his freshman year, he was just a step behind getting to the quarterback. ZTF was getting all the sacks, and he was just there. And teams were doubling him, and he was showing a lot of promise early on, but it never materialized.
Let me talk about one of the other positions on that defense that really was the Huskies' calling card under Jimmy Lake and Chris Peterson, was the defensive secondary. All those DBs, it's just an NFL pipeline. And all of a sudden, that just fell apart last year. It was probably the defense's weakness. You're trying to get back to at least being a competent secondary. They started talking yesterday to Antonio Carter, a defensive back out of Rhode Island. There's another Rhode Island transfer down the road in Eugene. So they must have had some talent there. What can you tell us about that DB and the chances of the Huskies landing him?
I feel really good. It's I think it's the Huskies to lose. He's 6'1", 200. He's actually from Orlando. What's that?
Oak Ridge High School.
Yes. And so, you know, he was new to the position in high school, and I asked him how did teams miss him, and he said, they didn't miss me, I just wasn't ready. And so, you know, he went to Rhode Island, and it proved to be great for him. They developed him. So he has just blown up. And within 72 hours, he got 20 Power 5 offers. So the dude is legit. But I think that he's the Huskies to lose. He's a really good, high-character kid, but he just seems like he would fit so well in that room.
Hey, Mike, going into last year, Michael Penix had to answer a lot of questions about his health. Well, now he's got a full year healthy, so this will be his first year coming into a season without being bombarded with questions on his health. So I think that will assist him in going forward, don't you?
It will, and the questions now are more of how are you embracing the pressure as a Heisman front runner? He's listed by Vegas as the number two favorite to win the Heisman. So it's an amazing 365-day transition for him to have answered all those questions. And now you can really kind of see how high this guy's ceiling is. And he has the receiving room, and he has the other players on that offense to really help him out. So those question marks have been erased, and they're now exclamation marks. But the ceiling is so high for him now. And it's, I don't know. I asked, players last year, you know, how good is this offense? And they just kind of, if they were playing poker, they'd be really bad at poker because they had that sort of cheeky grin. And, but now you ask them, and they're embracing the challenge of him being a Heisman contender and the team overall being in the national championship conversation. So Penix is the straw that stirs that national championship drink.
Mike, being here in Florida in the South, it just kind of really irks me that we're still an afterthought out West. It's still all about Oregon and USC and whatever flavor, I guess Utah recently. You being an insider within the program, let us know what your expectations and how you think this upcoming season is going to unfold for Washington.
You know, it doesn't feel like they are an afterthought now. Maybe your perspective is a little different, but there's a lot of hype around the program. They've had ESPN out to talk to the coaches about the national championship aspirations. I don't think anybody here is really bothered by them not being in the national spotlight, because they feel like what they have the ability to do is, you know, maybe they can fly a little bit under the radar, but they don't feel like they're not part of the national conversation.
Mike, we really appreciate you coming on and being a part of the Southern Gentleman Sports Show. We look forward to talking to you again as we get closer to that much anticipated start to Washington's 2023 season. Tell everybody real quick how they can follow you and get your content.
All right. The site is realdawg.com. I'm on Twitter as Howlin' Husky. And you know, I have about 6,000 followers on there, but I try to interact with everybody. If you have questions about the program, if you have any questions, I love the interaction. That's what's great about all this stuff. It's a really tight Husky football community that we have.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
Go Dawgs.
Sports Show, final hour, 45.